Amen. You may be seated. Well, Christmas Day, how they come around so quickly when you're older. When you're younger, Christmas seems to take a long time to come, and the days seem to take forever to pass. I know what it's like, and I suspect the major topic on most children's minds and even some adults' minds has been the gifts that they're going to receive on Christmas Day. It is an exciting time. Most children, they've looked under the tree at the presents, try and work out what they may have got. They've tried to maybe sneak a peek, like some of us might have done in the past. I don't know. Last night, a little bit hard to go to sleep, thinking about what's going to happen the next day and the presents you might receive. And I'm sure you woke up very early. If you're a child, at least, I don't know about the adults, but the children waking up nice and early with excitement of what's going to happen. And I suspect, depending if you're allowed to open them before the service or after the service, you know, it's pretty hard if you've got to wait, but when you do get to open them, depending on what it is, you can't wait to assemble it or to squirt the present or to wear the present or to cuddle the present, whatever it may be. But there is excitement. I remember waking up nice and early. I have a few memories of Christmas mornings as a child, one of them waking up. I had already snuck and found it in the cupboard a few days earlier. I knew what I was getting, all right? I hid the present in the same spot every year. A bit silly. Up the top of the cupboard in there. So anyway, I knew it was a G.I. Joe helicopter. I was pretty excited about that. And I flew that helicopter all day. You know, very exciting. But when you think about presents, the reality is after the initial joy and excitement and the fun of it all, in time, the excitement wears off, doesn't it? You know, and it's not as exciting after a while. And then it sits on the floor or maybe the dressing table, and then eventually it ends up in the toy cupboard with all the other toys. That's if it's a child. And that gift that brought so much excitement at the beginning is just another toy, another dress, or another shirt, or another gadget that you add to the collection of all the other things. And when our children were young, we had a rumpus room with big cupboards filled with toys that once brought lots of excitement, but they're just shoved in there and they hardly would bring them out, you know, because they had the excitement and then it's all gone. And sadly, that's what happens with gifts. We get excited, then we forget. I wonder if anyone can remember even the gifts they got last Christmas. I'd love to point to someone and ask, can you remember what present you got last Christmas? And then ask you, what is it doing now? Where is it? Is it still that exciting? Or is it something that's been pushed and poked into the cupboard somewhere? Or 3 years ago, I was doing a little bit of mathematics during the week, and I thought if I received at least 4 presents each Christmas, all right, that means that I would have received around about 216 presents throughout my life on Christmas Day. That's a lot of presents. And I was thinking, well, what were they? You try and think of all the presents you've received. This is my list that I can think of: a push bike, a fish tank, a G.I. Joe helicopter, a squash racket, a racing car set, and I cannot forget the nuts that Norm and Francie would give me nearly every year. God bless them. And an abundance of Bunnings gift cards. All right. So that's sort of the extent of what I can remember. That's 7 different types of gifts. And so there's 209 that I can't even remember, which I'm sure I was very excited about at the moment. Now, just the ones that I did receive, the reality is they're gone. I don't walk around cherishing them. I haven't flown the G.I. Joe helicopter for decades. The fish, they're dead, gone, and so is the tank. The nuts, they're well and truly been eaten, all right? Squash racket broke when I lent it to my brother. And my racing car set, that only lasted the day, I think, and then things started going wrong. I suspect it was a very cheap one, all right? And then there's all the other gifts that I can't even remember I received. And that's the reality. We forget the gifts that people give us. And the title of this message is The One Gift We Should Never Forget. And that is the one that we come here this morning to remember, and that is the Lord Jesus. You know, it's in us to get excited about a gift, and then the gloss wears off. But we can even be prone to forget the greatest gift of all, and that is the Lord Jesus. And there are some who are celebrating today, but it's not over God's gift. Isn't that sad? There are some that are coming together as a family, but it's not because of the gift that God gave us in the Lord Jesus. There are going to be lots of songs sung. There are going to be lots of movies watched. But very few will be about the true gift that we should never forget, yet so many have forgotten. For many, God's gift is forgotten, and people have other gifts to occupy their minds, and they celebrate them instead. And for many, they've replaced Christmas with Santa Claus, or family, or food, or presents, and completely forgot about the Lord Jesus himself. Isn't that sad? I think it's good that we have a Christmas service like this, and even though we know it's not the birth of the Lord Jesus, and it was probably has its history back in pagan things, but the reality is it's good for us to put aside our day to remember the true gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, because even we can forget this. And as the angels said to the shepherds, this is what we should be excited about on this Christmas day. In Luke 2, I'll read it, just verse 10 and 11. And the angel said unto them, that's the shepherds, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Now, did you ever stop to think that the angels knew fully how great this gift was? They had no doubts. They had seen Jesus, the Word, as part of the Trinity in all His glory. They knew how spectacular and how great and majestic He truly was in heaven, in eternal glory, or from the time that they were created. And as they came and spoke to the shepherds about this great news, they fully understood what it meant for God the Son, that Jesus, the Messiah, to come in the flesh to be the Saviour. They knew this was very exciting news. And we need to stand guard and not allow the celebrations that are around us today to draw away from the real meaning and the real thing that should excite us. And we should never forget the Lord Jesus. You know, there's a interesting little verse in Jeremiah. It has nothing to do with Christmas, but I think it does speak about us as the followers of the Lord. This is what the Lord said through the prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 32, it says, "Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire?" There's a question given out here. Can a bride forget her attire, her wedding dress, on her wedding day? And I've conducted a lot of weddings, and I've been to a lot of weddings, and not once ever have I been there and asked people to stand for the bride to come down, and the music starts, and she starts walking down with her father, and then she looks down and realizes she's got her old baggy clothes on, and she forgot to put her wedding dress on. That has never happened. And I can't ever, could you ever imagine that happening? All right? That is something that would just blow our mind. How could she forget to put her wedding dress on? That's ridiculous. And that's what the Lord is trying to bring out here. This is an incredibly strange thing that would never happen. Now I want to try and flip that to Christmas and think, well, what's just as amazing for Christmas? And it would be, could a child forget that it's Christmas? You know, has one of any, I don't know if any of your children have got up this morning and just gone about their day as though it's just another day, and they completely forgot it was Christmas Day. No, most children, they've been waiting for it. I know for myself, the days seem to take so long. I went to bed very excited knowing that the next day was Christmas. I never forgot when it was Christmas Day. And if you found a child that woke up and didn't realize it was Christmas, they forgot, that would be just as amazing, I think, as a woman forgetting her wedding dress on her wedding day. But for God, there's something even more amazing than one of these two things. He says in Jeremiah, "Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire?" Of course not. Then he goes on to say, "Yet my people have forgotten me days without number." And that blows God's mind. He would think there's more chance of a lady forgetting her wedding dress on a wedding day than people forgetting him. Yet he is amazed that his people have forgotten him days without number. That's astonishing. And you know, when we think of this Christmas time, those angels that brought that good news to the shepherds that day, they still are in heaven, right? They're still there. And I wonder when they look down on earth today and see what even professing believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are excited about and filling their minds with, do they look down and think, how could they forget the greatest gift of all at this time? How could they replace him with something else at this time? They are so busy celebrating everything but the one gift they should never forget. The time that Jesus became man. When the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. I'm sure they shake their head in horror and dismay that this world and even Christians take for granted the amazing gift, and find so many other things to occupy their mind with. And that's something that we should guard ourselves against every year, that we don't become like mankind and forget that most wonderful gift. You know, we're told in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." That really is saying you can't put into words how great this gift is. And a part of that we know in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You know, the gift of eternal life found through the Lord Jesus Christ has no comparison. It has no equal and should have first place in our mind and our heart, not just on Christmas Day, but every day of our life. And I trust that the Lord can't say of us, could a young child forget his present on Christmas Day? "Yet my people have forgotten me for days without number." Let's make sure we don't just ignore the gift today, but let's make sure we don't ignore our Savior, the Lord, every day that we get to live on this earth. Praise God for his unspeakable gift. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that, Lord, the Word that created all that we can see and everything that was created, he created. He became flesh and dwelt among us. And Lord, we know that when he was in the flesh, his own people rejected him and didn't acknowledge him, and they missed the gift. Lord, we thank you that those of us who have received him, we can have eternal life. Yet, Lord, help us not to forget that unspeakable gift and that we praise him day by day and not be distracted by all the other blessings that you bestow upon us. And so, Lord, we thank you again for the Lord Jesus, for what he did, for his incarnation in becoming a man that he may die for us. And we thank you in his name. Amen.